What's going on, everybody? This is Ice Nigma.
And this is T-Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained. Took John Cena's role but made it better. He's become the peacemaker.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So apparently, you know, Cody, you know, well, first, before I say that, let me shout out Jim Cornette on this, because I gotta give him props. He said something. I saw a clip where he was saying that the only way for this thing to come together was if Cody Rhodes was a facilitator to a peace between Sammy and Kevin Owens. And that was a month ago. And look at where we at. Boom. Here we are, right here again, where like he's
like Thomas Cornette.
He was right again. God dang. I mean, it's scary. The dude is all like normally right. But yes, yeah, like Cody, you know, on Friday just popped out and was like, "Hey, yo, Kevin Owens, come out here. I need to talk to you real quick." You know, so he's like, "Look, we gotta have a conversation. We can't have a conversation alone. I need to invite one person. I'm inviting out Sami Zayn." And then, you know, Sami Zayn came to the ring. Kevin looked real like, you know, "What the world you doing? You know what I'm saying? Why you playing with me like this?" You know, that type of situation. And you know, what proceeded after that was some dope television, because it was real. You know, Cody's like, "Look, man, y'all need to, if y'all can just pull together, man, y'all could do something amazing." But Kevin had a valid point. He's like, "Look, man, this dude, every time, like, this dude straight up betrayed me. He chose these people over me."
I mean, he's actually valid in this point.
Very valid, man. That's what I said. We're going to get to that a little bit later on. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was a very, very valid point. And really, really and truthfully speaking, you know, Sammy set this whole thing up to fail. Let's think about this. Last year, like I said, Rastridge WrestleMania, he was fighting Johnny Knoxville and lost. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He had to go into rehabilitation. You know, Kevin Owens around the same time was still, like, pretty much just fighting on his own. Right. And the bloodline stuff happened, and the first person that like really lost something was Kevin. You know, like with especially with Roman Reigns, because him and Roman Reigns beefing last year, yo. I mean, they had beef, bro. So to see your homie, it's pretty much like, you know, your homie flat out just hopped in the car with a dude to shout out your family. That's pretty much what it like, bro, why in the world would I reconcile with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, well, you knew that this dude did this to me.
Let's not forget War Games.
Yeah. You know, so War Games, man, Sammy was the one who put the nail in the coffin on Kevin Owens. So you know, Kevin's like, "Look, man, I mean, like, I like the fact that Kevin was real cordial. He wasn't, like, hyper-emotional. He was like, "Look, Cody, I know what you're trying to do. I appreciate it, man. Are we done?" He's like, "Are we done?" He's like, "I'm going back to the back," right? And Sammy's like, "Why don't you just say something to me?" He said, "If you got to hit me, hit me. If you got to say something, just let me know." And Kevin just kept it real with me. He was like, "Yo, bro," he said, "you supposed to have, like, I'm your friend." You know what I'm saying? "And I can't team with people who I can't be friends with." You know, he left. And then there was a little cut scene, you know what I'm saying, in the back where Kevin was getting in his car.
I was waiting to bring that up.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that this was like, to me, one of the most real things about the, because it felt real. You know what I'm saying? Kevin's getting in his car, and Sammy walks out like, "Look, man, I just want you to know that I love you." You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, "I love you. And you know, we're more than friends, man. We're brothers." And when he said that, joint, man, I felt that. I said, "Oh, dang." You know? I was like, "Ooh, okay, all right. You done thrown the line in on me." Even you can even say that Kevin, even though he's like in the moment, and he was a little like choked up. He was like, "Get my car, crack the car." You know what I'm saying? You know, you know, but yeah, but that whole thing. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, it was another part before they got out, before they got outside too. Because remember when Sammy was like, "All right, well, hey, look. That's okay. We ain't got to be friends.
Yeah.
We ain't got to like each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just need to come together."
Yeah, yeah.
And before Kevin walked off, he was like, "What did he say?"
I think it was when he said that I can't fight with somebody that's not my friend or something like that. It was something of that particular along that line.
Right.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
then when he catch him outside before he hop in the ride, then all of a sudden he wanted to change. Then he, I guess he tried to reconstruct what he was saying.
Yeah, he was trying to figure, he was trying to find a way to apologize. I mean, you know, it was real because you could tell that, like, there was genuine remorse there from Sami Zayn's character. Like, he was like, look, man, I know I did wrong. I know it. He said, I'm sorry I didn't see it at the time, but I definitely know now that I did something wrong. And I just want you to know that, brother, whatever that happens, man, that I still love you, man. You know, like, it was a real moment. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. So, but this is all facilitated by Cody. You know, like Cody needed to be the peacemaker in this situation. It would not have worked if it was just always going to leave it up a chance. And somebody said, do it at WrestleMania. I want to throw that person through a window. I'm like, shut up. Well, I'm like, they shouldn't have hugged it on to you. I'm like, shut up. But yeah, Cody kind of facilitating the exchange.
No, this didn't happen before WrestleMania.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Cody needed to have a team of people that come in with him to get the job done. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, like that. I'm actually kind of upset that that Cody and not Cody, Kevin Owens and Sammy are not main event the first night.
That would make because matter of fact, I was thinking about that earlier today.
Yeah, they're doing
perfect sense.
Yeah, they're doing Rhea and Charlotte, and I understand, but I mean, no offense, no. That storyline is convoluted at best. You know, they haven't done a very good job with like really introducing, you know, that beef to everybody, and they waited until last Friday to do something. Mm-hmm. I was like, you had just Royal Rumble to get some things moving. And y'all, I mean, like, and I understand that Dominic is a fun heel, but Dominic can't be the predominant thing to happen. I really do believe that Cody and Roman, as rightfully so, are the last meal, which is the night two main event. But the construction of this bloodline story, I really do believe they should go on. They should be going on. Last on the first night, I really don't know any other way to really chop it up because the issues that they have, you know, with each other, especially like in the bloodline versus like just this random group, you know, of guys that just kind of got bundled together because of their struggles against the bloodline. Now I was just like, there's so much more you could do with that. Especially, man, the package on that is gonna be immaculate. Okay. Whew. The package on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the Usos, and a package on Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. Bro, I can't wait to see what they do on Cody. I know them suckers right now. It's probably like in a trailer right now, pulling up video from 2006, 2008, 2010, 2012, just getting ready. They're like, oh, we got you, man. They'll have pictures with Roman and Dusty, pictures with Dusty and Cody. Bro,
oh boy!
Look here, this package is gonna be immaculate, okay? So I can't wait. Man. I can't wait to see what they do. You know, with these. But then I like think about Charlotte Flair and Rhea, and I'm like, well, who cares? You know, Bianca Belair versus Asuka. I don't care.
Yeah,
that's not like y'all haven't done anything.
I say, I guess what the highlight was when Asuka was playing keep away with the belt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but you know,
she spat on the belt. That was weird. But I guess they're just trying to make her weird right now. But yeah, like but I do believe the bond of brotherhood. You know, like the way that they ended that segment on Friday was freaking phenomenal. I was like, yep. I mean, even like if you go back and watch the moment, the beautiful part about that is that Sammy was backing away.
Yep.
Because he thought that Kevin was going to hit him. He thought he was about to get hit. And then Kevin pulled him in for the hug, man. I was like, that joint was real, bro. So, you know, I like the way that was done because it was done so real where he like really thought, like, I deserve to get hit. But he was bracing himself to get hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought that was excellent. Thought that was excellent. You know, so I'm hoping that... Yeah, I'm hoping that they do something. You know, once again, like I said, that package, you know, that's going to be the bright yellow. I'm already just calling it right now. That's going to be the bright yellow part of the promo, because the bright yellow part is like the celebration color for some reason for WWE whenever they do packages. But they'll do the bright yellow, bright white, you know, like and pause the crowd, slow it down, stuff like that. It's gonna be dope. But I'm looking forward to that. But I just gotta shout out Cody. And then that final image of Cody just kind of smiling at the TV, seeing them reunite was dope. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was so simple. It's so simple, man, but it was so dope. I was like, it's so simple. It's such simple wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a common cause fight for. Rally around your common cause. Lay down this other stuff and let's get the work done. You know what I'm saying? And, like, watching them kind of come out of the shell and getting away from all this fear and apprehension they had and coming into this thing now. I was like, yeah, look, sign me up. Let's go. The crowd went crazy.
Oh yeah.
They've not missed so far with this thing, man. I mean, like, look, they haven't missed, but I was like, my God, y'all keep hitting it out the park. Every single, it's like hit after hit. You know what I'm saying? With my man's Cody Rhodes on the side, the bloodline out there, Sammy, Kevin Owens. I like Kevin Owens has been like, he's so drastically changed from his old character. You know, but you could tell, like the way that he's kind of carried himself. He's lost a lot of weight, too. I got to give a shout-out to that brother, man. He lost a lot of weight, man.
Yeah.
A lot of weight, boy. I said, man, Kevin looking slim. I said, okay, now, y'all going to mess up. Y'all going to mess up, and Kevin Owens going to be over here jacked up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep it on. Y'all keep on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look, you seen how he took that golf cart.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look, they're going to be calling him Cam Debo. They keep on, man. I'm saying, man is out here, bro.
That's true. He took that golf cart like a G.
Yeah, he did.
Can't nobody else. I don't think nobody else would have been able to do that spot.
Nah, I mean, Kevin Owens.
And not actually get hurt.
Yeah, KO, I got to give him props because he survived that stuff. I was like, man, God dang, Roman trying to kill that dude.
Man, look, because it wasn't expected. Like, next week. Like, you know, the dude, he's staggering. He getting up. The next thing you know, a dog on golf cart coming out to the
street.
I was like, wait a minute. Like, he really trying to bring this dude over?
Yeah.
But, dude, that is actually one of my – look, that match was, like, it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, man, like, that was a dope match. And that was during the pandemic part of time, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, because I think it was an empty arena situation as well with that. Yeah, but it was – man, look. That there's so much that they've done right with this story that I'm like I can't wait for WrestleMania, bro. I'm like, and it's crazy, like if you were to look at the rest of the stories that they got, the rest of the stories don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, they haven't really done a good job at like giving us other stories. You know, it's a shame you got LA Knight just sitting there, he ain't in nothing. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna be real, you know, like look, LA Knight should at least be US champion, and that's not an opinion, that's a fact of life. Yeah. you know what I'm saying? Just kind of, you know, saying the fact that he ain't got a title right now just bothers me. I'm like, God dang it, this man with a title would just, he don't even need the title. It's just the fact of what he could do with the title. But right. that's a whole nother conversation. But props to Cody Rhodes for playing the peacemaker. Props to them for like really doing that brotherhood situation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it may almost have me want to pull my phone out and be like, man, I love y'all, man. It was that good. You know, I was like, dang, bro. I said, this is what's up, man. This
yeah.
Hit you in the feels, bro. I was like, I got to tell my homies, man, hey, look, man, love y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to know that. Why are you acting like this, man? Y'all just watched this match with Sammy.
I can see Brian now. He been a road dog.
They like, man, whatever, boy. Going back somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. CJ probably tell me to get a coke and a smile or something like that, but it is what it is.